CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Competition Tribunal has given the Cancer Alliance the green light to participate in a case involving a Swiss healthcare company. Roche Holdings AG and its subsidiaries are being challenged over the alleged excessive pricing of breast cancer medicine. The drug, Trastuzumab, is sold in both public and private healthcare sectors in South Africa. In its complaint referral, the Commission claims the company is engaging in anti-competitive behaviour. It argues the high prices violate basic human rights and deny cancer victims access to life-saving treatment. The Alliance will make submissions on what it says are the harms suffered by both public and private sector patients. It also wants the tribunal to come up with an appropriate approach to deal with excessive pricing referrals of patented medicine. The decomposed body of an illegal miner has been recovered from the Stilfontein mine in Northwest. Local volunteers helped pull it from the shaft this morning. Five miners were rescued yesterday. Over 4,000 Zamazamas are believed to be trapped. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, community leader Tembi Lebotman said volunteers used ropes to bring the body to the surface.
In this operation, as we are assisting, this is the first dead body that we have retrieved. So as the community leaders, we tried to warn the subs to say, people are dying because of you are refusing them access to food. Some of them, they are taking medication, so we might not know what killed that person.
It's understood about 600 miners emerged after essentials were cut off by police. The group Mining Affected Communities United in Action has called for amnesty for the illegal miners. National coordinator Meshack Mbangula also told Newsroom Africa miners fear arrest if they resurface. He's asked for proper plans to safely rescue those still underground.
We believe that if that sector was transformed long time ago, that sector would be very cut. Those people should be granted amnesty because if you look at this case, what they are doing there is trespassing. But the only time that we're doing is trespassing and getting something to put on the table.
And an international festival promoting peace that was due to take place in violence-wracked Eastern DRC has been called off for security reasons. Organizers were due to hold the annual Amani Festival in the city of Goma from Thursday to Sunday. The festival, whose name means peace in Swahili, attracts international and Congolese musicians. The mayor of Goma had already declared this week that the festival was not authorized for security reasons. Expressing regret, organizers say the festival was an economic boost for the city and helped with social cohesion and managing trauma. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 29. Richards Bay, 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Bad light to stop play at Kingsmead. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins, 163-2. Lungi Ngidi has been ruled out of the summer with a groin injury. And Siya Kolisi returns to captain the Springboks as one of 12 changes when they take on England this weekend.